Guitarists B.B. King and Eric Clapton first played together in 1967, after hours in the Greenwich Village club, the Café Agogo. More than three decades later, they decided to team up for an album of blues standards mixed with contemporary R&B songs, topped off with a duet on a Johnny Mercer Harold Arlen classic. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of King and Clapton's new CD, Riding with the King.
With its reliance upon chestnuts so often recorded they seem roasted, and an application of commercial polish so slick it's a wonder their fingers don't slip off their guitars, this collaboration between B.B. King and Eric Clapton is, I presume, anathema to blues purists. The fact that the album debuted in Billboard's Pop Top 10 almost guarantees such disdain. But I've never been one of those. The reason I like rock and roll so much is that some of the best of it messes with the blues, giving its often stately repetitions an energy it can otherwise lack. So I take an unguilty pleasure in hearing King and Clapton rip through John Hyatt's enjoyably self-aggrandizing title song. If, on average, over the course of a dozen cuts, B.B. King comes off better than Eric Clapton, it's mostly because King re-records with fine vigor some of his best-known performances, while Clapton encourages his friend to trade lead vocals on a few mediocre new songs, such as the sappy, slack Marry You. It's the sugar soul scene. Kinda like to Marry You is overproduced and over-emoted, the duo redeems itself on their spare, wistful version of the pop classic Come Rain or Come Shine, taking its arrangement from Ray Charles' great 50s recording of it.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine.
Well, I guess when you met me, that it was just one of those things.
Working together on this album seems to have enlivened both men, whose recent solo recordings have been aimless whenever they weren't downright tedious. Clearly, both want a shot in the commercial arm. This collection is designed for radio airplay, aimed at a baby boomer audience. But as occasionally happens, commercial calculation can lead to music that pleases crowds and conveys the pleasure the musicians themselves seem to feel while committing it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. The writer William Maxwell died yesterday at the age of 91. In addition to writing novels and short stories, he was the former fiction editor at The New Yorker, where he worked with such writers as John Cheever, John Updike, J.D. Salinger, and Vladimir Nabokov. We'll listen back to an interview with Maxwell on our Friday archive show.